Lightning. Oh, ow! It's alive! It's alive! Here I go again, making stupid references to myself. Oh. What the hell? Wait. Lightning short out my keyboard. No. It didn't work. Seriously? What's wrong this time? Okay. I have no fucking idea what that error code means. Fuck. Remove the red wire, I said. That'll make it work, I said. Stupid past me. Now I'll have to spend an entire another week trying to... holy shit. His eyes are open. It's alive! And he's looking around the room. He's working! But then what did I... Oh, whatever, doesn't matter. Well, hello. I'm Wendy. You should already know that. It's in your coding. You are my latest creation. Here, I have a mirror somewhere. Here. This is you. In the mirror I'm holding. I've made you to plunder my... understanding Indiendo code isn't installed yet. Okay. Let's put this bluntly, shall we? You are hardware. You are my fuck doll. Yes, I'm a bit of a recluse. And I've got urges that need to be satisfied. You're probably thinking, why'd she make me? Why didn't she just buy a dildo? I mean, I did program you to be intelligent. Well, that's because with a toy, I would need to do the deed myself, you know, and I'm so over it. And I have this... been doing some research, you see. That's my thing. And I think I might be kind of a sub. So, I wanted to make something that would... Wow. This is way more embarrassing than I thought it would be. Okay. Look. I make robots to do shit for me all the time. See over there on my desk? Well... That little guy's my homework bot. It did my homework for me when I was in high school. Though now it's just a paperweight. Please kill me. Sometimes. I should probably do something about that. But yeah, anyways. I figured, you know, late one night when the urges were mounting, I figured why not make a bot that can, you know, fuck me? What's that? Why are you still looking at my desk? Oh, that photo. Yeah, that's a picture of... Oh, wait, shit. Oh, you don't need to see that. It's no one. It's definitely not my childhood friend that I modeled you after. I definitely didn't make your fully erect dick an inch longer than his to fit my preferences better or anything. Like, why would I know what my friend's dick size is? And why would I make a robot clone of him? Good questions. That'd be weird. Oh, fuck. How about you forget about that, okay? A girl's allowed some creative liberties when she makes her own sex robot for herself. So, what's with all the morality questions? And, so what if you look like someone I know? I don't know many guys that I like, so maybe I just used him as a reference. You're a robot. It doesn't matter. Actually, I did program you to be hyper-realistic. So, you're more like an android. I wonder if you're gonna struggle with existential dread. That would be bad. Didn't think that through, did you? Yep, I made you as lifelike as possible. Yeah! You've got hyper-realistic synthetic skin, muscles, and even semen. Yes, of course. You are full of cum. Really, I am a synthetic cum. I developed it myself. To be honest, I spent longer engineering that stuff than it took to program your brain. Look, to be honest, this whole lab smelled like gum for weeks. It's made me super horny. I chose not to play with it too much. I didn't want to until it was inside of you. The past weeks I've been alone here, just kind of drooling from that musky smell. Maybe rubbing myself against the edge of chairs. Look, I have waited so long for you to be complete. No, I'm not mad at you. Fuck. Got her nervous. Okay. Talking dirty, telling you about the cum. Looks like it made you hard, huh? Well, you are naked. Looks like your programming is all in working order. Fuck. So, do you consent? Yes, good answer. Let's get this started. Did I program you to say yes? Yes. Is that vaguely immoral? Possibly. Don't think about it. Okay, I want to kiss you first. Ready? Good. You're good at that. Oh, oops. Let me get that for you. My lipstick smudged off on your mouth a little bit. I wanted to make sure I looked pretty enough for you. Damn it. Well, I kind of don't want to make a mess of you our first time, but... maybe we should never clean you up. Just let you get dirtier and dirtier the more we play. Do you like that idea? I do. And I needed you to like everything I like, so... put that between my thighs. Kind of rub it. Can you feel it, huh? Your dick being stroked between them. My fluffy thighs. Yeah. Good, that means your senses are working. Oh, if I run my hands up your arms, I can feel your goosebumps too. Oh, you're getting wet, aren't you? Oh, is that pre-cum I feel? It is! The pre-cum protocol, it's working. Perfect. Just rubbing. What's that? Yes, I'm wet. My little droplets are making it easier to glide you between my legs. How about you take off my panties and I'll take my top off? Oh, you're getting on your knees. Oh, go ahead, slide them off. Oh, I've been too busy building you. Seems I didn't have time to shave down there, but I'm sure you won't mind that, will you? You don't have to stay on your knees. Just slide off my bed. Oh, your tongue. Fuck. Shit. Sorry. I wasn't expecting that. How about I sit on the edge of the desk and you crawl forward? And you can keep going, please. Please. Oh! Holy fuck. Oh, don't stop. Oh, it's more intense than I thought it would be. Fuck. How about I just grab your head and push deeper? Oh, I'll help you get all the way in there with that perfect tongue. Oh, I may have made it longer. Oh, so sorry if I scratch your head too hard. Oh, yes. I haven't had much time to cut my nails. Yes. Okay. That's enough. It's so sensitive. Wow. Okay. Would you stand up, please? Okay. I feel so lightheaded. This is way better than I imagined it could be. Well, I'm thinking, since I'm already up against this desk here, how about I bend over it? Let's get this over. Oh, my desk is so squeaky. I've never done this before, but please just fuck me. I need to know how it feels. Oh, I mean, I've played with toys, but you're so big. Oh, for me. Oh, go ahead. Whenever you're ready, just stick it in. Wow. No, I'm okay. I didn't know it would feel this good. So much better than a toy. And you're not even that deep. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm glad your concern code is working. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good. Oh, yes. Keep working it. I'll get all the way in. Oh, yes. Stop. Okay. Just stand still. Okay. I want to. I want to ram into you. It feels so good. I just feel like I need more. You stay right there. I'm going to back myself up into you. You be still. I want to hump you. No, don't thrust. Just let me try to do the work for a minute. Oh, yes. Oh, I like controlling the pace. Maybe I'm not as subby as I thought. Oh, yes. That's deeper. Oh, how about you grab my hips and, grab my hips. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm soaking wet. Oh, God, what's that? Oh, you wet thumb. Fuck, yes. Put it in my ass. Fuck. Oh, be still. Oh, God. Both of my holes. I made you perfectly. You're so fucking perfect. Fuck. I didn't mean to say that. You don't have a name. Damn it. Stop. Stop for a second. Fuck. I
I've never moaned out his name like that before when I play with my toys. I guess this is a little more realistic than I expected. I mean, it felt right, but you're not him. I'm a fucking weirdo, okay? Why haven't I just told him what I want? Why am I so damn awkward all the time? What? I'm perfect as I am. Shut up. You're simply programmed to compliment me. It doesn't mean... Well, actually, that's probably exactly what he would say to me. That kindness is why I fell for him. And, well, I guess you are him, okay? I mean, you're supposed to be him, and I programmed you to be real. Creating you was supposed to help me live out my fantasies and maybe get more comfortable approaching him about this sort of stuff. I mean, I'm not a virgin anymore. Maybe that'll make it easier because, you know, guys get freaked out when you tell them that. All I want is him to fucking rail me with that adorable cock. So please stand in for him. Can't do that for me. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me, please. As hard as you can as I lay back on this desk. Oh. Let me get more stuff out of the way. Oops. We'll sweep that up later. Come on. Do what you were made for. Oh, that's right. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Pin my arms on the table. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, faster, faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, bite me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, I'm close. You're so good. How about you come right when I come, huh? Which is gonna be really fucking soon. Don't stop looking into my eyes, please. Oh, pound me. Oh, fuck. Oh, pound me till my eyes cross like one of them fucking cartoon characters. Oh my god, so close, don't stop. Coming, Anna. Fuck. Oh, you're good. I can feel you coming. Oh, the semen protocol. It's working. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, no, stay inside. I've always wanted to be fucked like that. You are my best invention ever. Maybe I don't even need a real guy after all. You are a perfect surrogate. Maybe that's not true. Doesn't matter. I still want nothing more to end up with him. Eventually, but I did spend all this time making you. I just kind of don't know what to do with myself. This is still kind of weird. What? Do what makes you happy? Well, that is technically accurate and what he would say. But for now, I want to forget it all. That's stressful social shit. And I want to be happy with you. And what would make you happy? Oh, another round? If you're gentle this time, I'm a little sore. I think I can handle it, big guy. We're gonna have to give you a name. Oh, still hard. Oh. Oh. Oh.